In the fourth year. Now, isn't that a problem? Well, well, here's one of your... Well, it just proves, doesn't it, that the Bible can't be trusted. Do you know, it doesn't. It proves exactly the opposite. You see, now let's get this right. Jeremiah was a Jew who was educated among the Jews. And do you know how they used to count their king years? It was easy. When the king came to the throne, the first year was the first year. The second year was the second year. The third year was the third year. The fourth year was the fourth year. Easy. One, two, three, four. Daniel, however, was taken as a young man into Babylon and was trained in the Babylonian ways. And do you know, they didn't used to count their years like that. And we've only just discovered this little snippet of information. But Dr. Thiel, who is the great chronologist of the Hebrews, he's the chap to read. He's done a book called The Mysterious Numbers of the Hebrew Kings. You know, marvellous. And do you know what the Babylonians did? The year that the man came to the throne was called the accession year. Accession year. The next year was the first year. The next year was the second, and then next was the third. That's it. Here's Daniel. The accession year, then one, two, three. Here's Jeremiah. No accession year, just one, two, three, four. It's the same year. Lovely. Lovely. Except that if Daniel was a Jew living in 165 BC in Palestine, how on earth did he know how the Babylonians counted their years? How on earth did he know it? Couldn't possibly have known that that's how the Jews count their year, the Babylonians counted their years. Do you see? It's a contradiction here that proves the fact that Daniel was written exactly when he said it was written, in the 6th century BC, and there is no other way around that. The Jews had forgotten how the Babylonians had counted their king years. It's been left to modern scholarship to find it out. And yet in this book, in Daniel, we find it exactly portrayed as it was and as it existed. Do you see? There's another thing as well. Daniel, had he written it in 165 BC, wouldn't have dared to have contradicted a date found in Jeremiah. He wouldn't have dared to do it. All that means is that when we talk about Daniel next week or next time, we know this, that he wrote it in the 6th century BC, as he said. And the things that are prophecy, very definitely. And it tells us one other thing, and let me end on this tonight. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. I'm not going to read the first verse because I don't want to get involved with Darius the Mede at this particular point. But verse 2, here's Daniel. The year is 537 BC. And look what he says. In the first year of his reign, Daniel 9:2, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Here is Daniel in 537, and he is reading the book of the prophet Jeremiah and chapter 29. What does that tell us? That Jeremiah was written before Daniel was written. It's as easy as that. Here's Daniel studying the book of Jeremiah. Now, it's a watertight argument as far as I'm concerned. And do you notice one other thing? The 70 years are literal. It's not just a nice general period, like they say the 1,000 years of Revelation 20 years, or any period. It's exactly 70 years. And he counts up the number of years, and he finds it's coming to an end. And he says, hey folks, it's next year that God is going to release us from Babylon, just as Jeremiah prophesied. Praise God. The God of prophecy is the God who is trustworthy in history. He knows what is going to happen. And when we come on to study the future things in the next course, I'm going to tell you some of the things that are going to happen on the face of this planet Earth. Things, some of which we will see before our very eyes, and some of which we will take part in ourselves. The future is wonderful for the Christian, praise God, even as it's been wonderful for believers in the past. Next time, the beasts of Daniel. God bless you.